Parshas Re'eh begins with a mitzvah, the mitzvah which is mechayev, that when they get into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be, let's call it a ceremony for want of a better name, at Hagerizim and Ha'evel, where there will be brocha and klola. The lemaisa of this, by the way, of course we learn in Kisova, in Perichov Zion, Posek Yud Aleph, by Tzav Moshe Esa'om, by Yom Ha'ulema, Eile Yamdu Levorech Esa'om al Hagerizim, by Avruchem Esa'yaden, Shimon V'Levi, and so on and so forth, by Eilu Yamdu al Klola, and they're going to say this and this and this, over Ha'ish. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, this is what's going to happen. That's back up in Kisova, and that is based on the mitzvah which we have over here, that when they get to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be this ceremony of brocha and klola. The question is, what is it doing over here in this particular place? You know, this is one of those examples where learning a new parsha every week, new Sedra every week, really creates problems for us, because psychologically we are attuned that here we have a new beginning, and we tend not to be aware of the problems of sequence and Seder and so on. Let's examine this a little bit. Our Parsha starts in Re'eh Onochi Nasen Lifnechem Hayom Brocho Klolo. Zogt Rashi, Re'eh Onochi Brocho Klolo, Hu Amuros Behar Gerizim Uvahar Eval. So Rashi is saying, what brocha and klola is meant over here? It's meant the brocha and the klola, which are said on Hagerizim and Ha'evel. In other words, he's pointing us to the Pasha in Kisova. Let's read a little bit from the Gur Aryeh, who explains what Rashi is doing over here. Pirush, Ein HaKosov Reutze Leumer Shuhu Neusen Lifneem Brocha Klolo Achshav. Although it says Hayoim, Re'ei Onochi Neusen Lifnechem Hayoim Brocha Klolo, that sounds like, here, get ready, you're now going to have a Brocha and Klolo. No, that's not the Pshat. Dein Zeken, Deloi Eire Ele Bebrochas Ha'amuros Behar Gerizim. There's a nice little bracket over here, Lehalon Chavzayin Yud Beis, that's in Kosovo, Veloi Kan. Umashe Kosov, Ani Noisen Lifnechem Hayoim, Rotzeloime, Shehayoim Metzave Aleihem. Kedichsev, in Posek Choftes, Vehoyu Ki Yeviacho, Veoit. Okay, that's what's happening over here. That we have a mitzvah over here, that when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they should have this ceremony at Hagerizim and Ha'evel, as explicated later on in Kisova. The question is, what is this doing over here? Because if we forget about the fact that Re'eh is a new Sedra, and we just read back from the end of Ekev and see what's going on over there, and then we look after the Pasha over here, when the Inyan of Hagerizim and Ha'evel is finished, so then we can look and we can see that the Pasuk picks up again from the end of Ekev in a perfectly smooth way. Eli achukim ha-mishpotim asher tishmu lasos boros asher nosen Hashem lekecha v'asecho l'cho l'rishta kol ha-yomim abeit ha-abdunis kol ha-mekoymais. We'll see in a moment what's going on at the end of Ekev, and this is a perfectly natural continuation from that. What I'm trying to point out is that the insertion over here of the mitzvah for the future of Hagerizim and Ha'evel seems to be an intrusion, because it's not really what the Parshas are talking about. Let's have a look at the end of Ekev and try to learn them a little carefully, because these are such moiradike Sachen, and we need to be aware of them. We need to be aware of them. So let's go to Ekev, that's Perek Yud Aleph, and let's start, for example, on Posuk Ches. Ushmatem es kol ha-mitzvah sh'anochi metzavcho hayom, l'man techesko uvosem v'yirishtem es ha-ores asher atem oivrim shomo l'rishto. V'l'man ta'arichun yomim al ho'adomo asher nishba Hashem la'avosechem l'ses lohem u'l'zarom achareihem zovas cholov ha-dvash. I want you to be marich yomim in the land that I promised to the Ovos, and therefore keep the mitzvahs. Now, כי אורץ אשר אתה בו שמו לרשתו לא כארץ מצרים היא, אשר יצוסו משם, אשר תזרע זרחו ושקיסו ברק לכו כגן היורק. What's going on over here? Let's see what is the Hemshech. The Hemshech is, I want you to be ma'arich yomim al ho'adomo asher nishba Hashem la'vosechem la'seis lohem. I want you to remain there for many years. So why am I telling you to keep the mitzvahs? I'll tell you why. We're learning now like the Ramban learns. The machlokes of Rashi and Ramban, we've talked about it before. Let's stick with the Ramban over here. He says, ki oretz asher atah bo shamo l'rishto lo k'eretz Mitzrayim hi. What's going on over here? Saying like this, you know, in order to stay a long time in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep the mitzvahs. There's no other way. And I'll tell you why. In Eretz Mitzrayim, you didn't have to worry so much about keeping mitzvahs. You had to worry, but it's not so obvious that you had to worry. Because you never had to worry about the fertility of the land. It depended on you. It didn't depend on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Nile was there, it always overflowed, and every year you had water, and you never had to worry about anything. All you had to do is to take some buckets and bring the water from there to there, and the problem is solved. Yeah, but v'oretz asher atem ovrim sham l'rishto eretz horem v'koz limtar shamayim tishtemayim. You need the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's got to rain. Rachmona Litzlan, what happens when it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael? Yep, so it's got to rain there. You do have to worry. Eretz asher Hashem elokecho doiresh oiso, tomid, enei Hashem elokecho bo, mereshes hashona od achres hashona. This is the land which is the Ribbono Shel Olam's land. You can only live with it if you have a relationship and communication is open between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what is the Pasuk is telling us over here. Let's go back a moment. You know, I never understood it until I was thinking about it this morning. It's strange. You learn for years and years and years and nothing ever hits you. It's all so habitual. I never understood. In all the stories of the Ovos and Bereshis, there's always the land, the land, the land, the land. So why is that such an ikka in Klal Yisrael, that with all the Ovos, there was always the Shvuas that we're going to get Eretz Yisrael, we're going to get Eretz Yisrael, we're going to get Eretz Yisrael. I think that the reason why I never understood that is because I never put two and two together. It didn't occur to me in a practical way because the Psukim didn't seem to say anything about it. Is that Eretz Yisrael is this what in Ekev we learn Eretz Yisrael is. It's the land of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's learn Lech Lecho again. We learned it last in fourth grade. Lech Lecho me'atzecho me'maladetcho me'beisavicho el ho'oretz asher areka. What does that pasuk mean? I think I know now what it means. I never knew till now. It means I want you to leave those parts of the earth and your psychological involvement with Atzecho, Meladetcho, Beisavicho, El Horetz Asher Ar-Eka. Everybody always wonders, why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam define the land? Why is it going to be the Eretz Asher Ar-Eka? It's so poshut. I want you to live your life in a totally different land. Eretz Yisrael Ki'ilu is extraterritorial. And the Ramban says that, we know that Ramban, I never put two and two together. Ki chelek Hashem amoy, Yaakov chevel nachalosa. That's what it says in Hazino. Bahanchel elyon goyim behafrido b'nei Adam, yatzev kevulos amim lemispa b'nei Yisrael. 70 nations. Why? Because there were 70 people. What do 70 nations have to do with 70 people? It's the same number, so what? The teretz is that what is vested in the nations, in the sense of land-bound entities, is vested in Klal Yisrael in each person. 70 nations in 70 countries, 70 people. You know where? Yimtzeo be'eretz midbar, uvesoyu yulel yishimain. You're not tied to Eretz Yisrael in the same way that the other nations are tied to their land. Because you're not tied to Eretz Yisrael at all. We've talked about this before, but it never sort of all came together in my mind. That what's happening over here? There's a mitzvah of Yovel, v'oretz lo simocha letzmisos, ki li kol oretz, ki gerim v'so shovim matem imodi. That's the most unbelievable thing. Yovel is only Noyek when it's Roiv Yoshvei Oleho, and you have Vesamikdash, and you have the Urim V'Tumim, and you have everything. The complete and utter Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael exactly as was our destiny. And there is suddenly we are told we are not Balabatim. Why are we not Balabatim? It's our country. V'oretz lo simocha letzmisus kilikol oretz ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodim. What does that mean, that you're geirim v'soshovim atem imodim? It means that nobody can own Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because Eretz Yisrael is the Ribbono Shel'Olam's territory. Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Hashana V'Adach Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Hashana V'Adach V'Hashana. That is what Eretz Yisrael is. It's extraterritorial. And anybody who lives there, even if he lives there legitimately, Klal Yisrael lived there legitimately, they're living there as guests. Ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodi. So you can't, you're not a balabos on the land in Eretz Yisrael to sell it litzmisus. When? When you're there as complete balabatim. The balabatishkeit of Eretz Yisrael is not to be a balabos, to be geirim v'soshovim by the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And that's what the Ribbono Shel'Olam told Avraham Avinu. Lech lecho me'atzecho u'mimoyladetecho mi'beisovicho el ha'oretz asher ha'reko. Why don't I identify to you? I'll tell you why. Because it's not going to be the land that you discover. You're going to travel and you're going to go and you're going to come to a beautiful land and you're going to say, oh, this is the land I'm going to choose. No, it's the land Asher Ar'eko. You can't just walk into Eretz Yisrael. It's not because you choose it. It's not because you experience it as a nice land, as a comfortable land, as a beautiful land, as whatever it is that Avraham would have been looking for. It's the land which I will show you. I'm going to invite you in. You're going to be a guest in my house. That is what Eretz Yisrael is. And that is what the Pasuk says over here. You have to keep mitzvahs over here at the end of Akev. You have to keep mitzvahs. Why? Ki Oretz Ashat V'Shom L'Rishta Lo Ke Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is at home down here in our physical world. And it's so at home. It's more at home than any other country. Because it's got an built-in water supply. People never, ever, ever, ever have to worry about a famine. Isn't that a beautiful thing? No, it's a horrible thing. It depends. If you're an Olam HaZedek person, it's a great thing. But if you want to have a relationship with Ribbono Shel'Olam, isn't it much better to live in Eretz Yisrael, where Limta HaShemayim Tishtemoyim? And that's why the pasuk goes on. A pasuk which is not unfamiliar to us. That's the hemshach. Yeah, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place where you are dependent on rain. Read, not dependent on rain, but dependent on the Ribbono Shel'Olam. That is where you're going. And you're going to be destroyed. So keep my mitzvahs. And then, Kiyam Shamaya Tishmun is called a mitzvah azaz, a shanachim savesim lasas, laavas, a shem lakechim, the lechos, the rochav, the hoyrish, a shem is called a goyim, and so on and so forth. So, that's good. So now, you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. So it seems to me that the natural continuation of that would be, is, in Re'eh, after the first Pasha, which tells us about Hagerizim v'ha'eval. So then the pasuk goes on in Perek Yud Beis Aleph. Eile achukim v'mishpotim asher tishmurun la'asos v'oretz asher nosen Hashem elokecha avosecha loch l'rishto kol ha'yomim asher atem chayim al v'adoma abeit ha'abdunus kol ha'mekovais asher avdu shom ha'goyim. That's a natural hemshach. This is a land that eine Hashem elokecha bo mereshis ha'shono v'adachis ha'shono. That is what the pasuk said in Akev. And therefore, Abeit to Abdun. The emphasis is, let's understand a little bit this halacha of Abeit to Abdun. It's a mitzvah that you have to be destroyed in Mekoymus of Avodah Zarah. Let's just learn in the Rambam the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because that's Minyonena. It's mitzvahs I say in Perek Shvi of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Mitzvahs I say he la'abed Avodah Zarah or Meshamshea, v'chol ha'nase b'shvila. Shnema Abeit Abdun is called a Mekoma Osir in our Pashin Re. Na, ob Eretz Yisroel mit Zuvel Lirdov Achareya, Atschen Abed Ausov mit Kola Zeno. Aber bechutz la Oretz ein Ono mit Zuvel Lirdov Achareya. Elo kol Mokom, schen Nichbosch Ausov, ne Abed Kola Voide Zora Shabay. In Chutz la Oretz, there's no mitzvah to become a world conqueror and to able to destroy all Avodah Zorah in Chutz La'aretz. Whatever country you conquer, wherever you have to be, if there's Avodah Zorah over there, it's a mitzvah to be ma'abedet. But you don't have to go searching it out in other places. In Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah is you have to search out and you're not finished until the last vestige of Avodah Zorah is gone. That's what it says, Abed Tavdunas Kalam HaKamos. Now that is a very natural continuation of what was said before. It's an This is a place where you're not allowed to have any Avodah Zorah. That's very, very poshut. And therefore, it's not because it happens to be in your Rishus. It's because there cannot be Avodah Zorah in Eretz Yisrael, because that's the biggest aberration that could possibly be, because this is the land of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Hashana Vaad Achris Hashana. And there mustn't be Avodah Zorah there. And that is why you have this really difficult halacha, and I think for us nowadays it's just difficult about being ma'abed. I'm reading from the Rambam now in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin of the Mitzvahs I say in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Hu shetzivonu laharog shiva amamim ula avdom. We have to kill out the shiva amamim. If they don't listen to our Kriya L'Sholom. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of Kriya L'Sholom for the Shiva Amim too. But if there's Milchoma, Shetzivonu laharog Shiva Amimim ul'avdom. Completely, men, women, children. Shehem ho yushoyresh avaydezoro v'yesoyde horishayn. They are the shoyresh avaydezoro v'yesoyde horishayn. V'hu omro yisale hacharem tacharimem ubi elonu bahabe kesuvim. What does the Rambam mean that they are the Shoyresh Avodah Zorah v'Yesoyde HaRishon? Always an interesting loshen. Always was very muksam from this loshen. In what way are they the Shoyresh of Avodah Zorah, the Shiva Amamim? I mean, there were a bunch of guys and they were served Avodah Zorah. The Teretz is because they were Koivea Avodah Zorah in the Paltrin Shel Melech. This is not Olam Hazeh, this is extraterritorial. Eretz Yisrael is the Kichelek Hashem, and only Amo belongs there. And they were Koivea Avodah Zorah, Akol Givo Gvoya, Tachas Kol Eitzran, and Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah, Avodah Zorah. They're the Shoyrish of Avodah Zorah. Because outside Eretz Yisrael, the people serve Avodah Zorah because they don't know any better. Inside Eretz Yisrael, they serve Avodah Zorah because it's a merida against the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is a Shoyrish Avodah Zorah ve'ikra. That is what the Rambam is saying over there, and therefore you have to destroy them. It's the most terrible thing. I don't know. A question went through my mind. My stomach doesn't answer. I didn't research it. You know, it's famous that after Iyani Dachas, the Ribbono Shel Olam promised with Nosan L'choracham and Kichamcha that. I think the Netziv learns over there that even though it's a cruel thing to kill out the Yonidachas, so don't worry about it. You're not going to get bad midas by that. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give you racham and b'richamcha. It doesn't say after the hacharem tacharem of the shiva amamim. I mean, it seems to be a terrible, cruel thing to do, to kill them all out. But that's what the Torah says. This is what you have to do, because this is a different kind of Avodah Zorah. It's the shoyrish of Avodah Zorah. The shoyrish of trying to drive out Kaviyochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, from his own Eretz Yisrael, and that is unforgivable. Whatever the Mahalach is, but I'm trying to show that if we learn Chumash carefully, so we see that this is what's going on in Chumash. This is what Eretz Yisrael is. You know, so you wonder. people never who don't know better go to Eretz Yisrael as a national home in the same way that it's such a sad story. Everybody understands what we're talking about. It's such a misreading of history. It's such a misreading of Judaism. Al kol ponim, this parsha of Eretz Yisrael, of what Eretz Yisrael is, ki Eretz Yisrael asher ani nosein etchem hayom, loike Eretz Mitzrayim. It's different, kinderlich. It's different. Eretz Yisrael is different. There's a different mahalach over there. It belongs to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Abei to Abdun es kol ha'makomos. You have to get rid the last vestige of Avodah Zarah. Leave one area in this earth which is pristine in its tara, in its purity, and in the beauty that derives from purity. Asoro kabin yofi yodel olam tisho not la Yerushalayim. Kedusha is beautiful. Let Eretz Yisrael be beautiful. Abeit Abdon. It's all very, very, a lot to think about, and a lot to feel about, and a lot to cry about. It's a difficult, difficult life we're living at the moment, or should be. So what's this Pasha over here doing in the middle? This is a specific mitzvah. You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there you've got a Hagarizim and you have a Ha'eval. And you're supposed to do this and this. Oro, Boruch. Why be machnes the tzivui of this mitzvah over here in the middle of a completely general discussion of what Eretz Yisrael is? And it was this specific time-bound mitzvah, this one-time mitzvah that they had to do this in Hagarizim and Ha'eval, Lichoiro doesn't fit happily or naturally into a Mahalach which is talking about the theory of Eretz Yisrael. It's telling us what Eretz Yisrael is. It's telling us why it's so important to keep mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. It's so important to be Erlich Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the sugya is over here in Ekev and continuing in Tereh. So why bring this specific mitzvah, which is a one-time mitzvah, over here? It doesn't seem to fit. So I think that the Torah says that the Torah was machnes, this pasha, into this seemingly inhospitable place, because that is part of what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us. It says, Kinderlach, Eretz Yisrael is not normal. Life is not normal in Eretz Yisrael. It's either broche or it's klola. It's not just neutral. Everywhere else outside Eretz Yisrael, obviously there's the hashpah of broche when it's appropriate. There's the hashpah, I guess, when it's appropriate. Never, we've seen enough of terrible things that can happen in Chutz La'aretz. But it's not a natural state that it's either broche or klola. However, the Ribbono Shel Olam fears his hashgacha. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's not that way. In other words, it's a sort of a, it doesn't belong here. And that means it's not a natural part of this whole Mahalach, which we've traced now in Ekev and in Re'eh, in the end of Ekev and the beginning of Re'eh. I mean, after the Pasha of the Hagris and Ha'evel, but the Torah is machnes, this mitzvah over here, and that's why it stresses, Re'on Achinoisen Lifnechem Hayoim, although it's not Negea now at all. Later on in Kisova, where we're much, much closer to coming into Eretz Yisrael, and I'm telling you, this is how you're supposed to do it, so there I should have told you, oh, by the way, there's a mitzvah to do the following, and this is how you're supposed to do it. I'm machnes it in here, in my drosha, now Moshe Rabbein is saying, it doesn't belong here. That's what I think the gate is of the Hayoim. Today, even though it's not the natural thing to do at this moment, I want to tell you about the brocha and the klola, because that is a biur of what I've been explaining to you and what I will be explaining to you. This mitzvah of Hagrizim and Ha'evel is bracketed over here between the rain, the yediyah that rain is totally in mitzvahs and that Eretz Yisrael needs rain, and the mitzvah of Abei to Abdun as Kol HaMakomos and destroying the Shiva Amamin, that is one cohesive story. And bracketed by those two portions of that same story, we have this mitzvah, which is Shaloibim Koimo from a logical standpoint. But Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to say that I'm doing it Hayom. I'm doing it today. I'm putting it in here, although it doesn't belong in here naturally. Because you have to understand that since Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Asha'ini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshit Hashonah Vad Achris Hashonah, so therefore you have to understand that there's no neutrality in Eretz Yisrael. It's either Brocha or Rachmona Litzlan. It's not Brocha. Very, very, very scary Pasha over here at the beginning of Re'e. The truth is that we have to get this Hakara Baruch Hashem today. So many of us are able to go to Eretz Yisrael to live there permanently, those who are Zeicher, and who perhaps not only are Zeicher, but make the good choice of living in Eretz Yisrael. Those of us who, for whatever reason it is, are not living there at the moment at least, but we have the opportunity, we go to Eretz Yisrael, we spend time in Eretz Yisrael, we do things in Eretz Yisrael, our children, those of us who are Zeicher, have children in Eretz Yisrael. We need to know what Eretz Yisrael is, and we need to know that it's not just another country. Of course we know it's not just another country, but to really, when we are there, and when we think about it, and when we mechanech our children, to be Zeicher, to go to Eretz Yisrael, and to be to Eretz Yisrael, be in Eretz Yisrael, we have to know it's a different country. You know, it's very, very interesting that it's like I say, it's extraterritorial. If it's extraterritorial, it does things that other countries don't do. It does things that other countries don't do. Let's listen to Yechezkel in Perek Lamed Vov. He's talking to Eretz Yisrael. It seems that Eretz Yisrael by itself welcomes us. Lochein hinovei al admas Yisrael v'amato lehorim v'lagvoos loafikim v'lageoyos koyem Hashem Elokim. Talk to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Talk to the hills, to the fields, to the valleys. Talk to them and say to them, Koyem Hashem Elokim, hineni b'kinosi v'chamosi dibati, yan klimas goyim nososem. For so many years you've lain fallow and people made fun of you. It's a land of swamps. It's a land of nothing. Nothing grows there. Lochein koyem Hashem Elokim, ani nososi az yodi, im lo ha-goyim asher lochem misoviv, heimo klimosam Yisrael. Va'atem hore Yisrael, Anpuchem titeinu, periuchem tisu, lami Yisrael ki kervu lavai. You will blossom, Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says on that, ein lecho geulo, keitz geulo yoysa mizeh. That when Eretz Yisrael starts blossoming and giving its bounty to Yidden, that's the big sign that Mashiach is on his way. Ein lecho keitz, an open care, I don't remember the lashon at the moment anymore. But that's what it is, that Eretz Yisrael itself is welcoming us. The things are growing, the plants are growing, it's ready, Mashiach is ready to come, he's there around the corner. The Mashiach is waiting, he wants to come. But for that we have to understand what Eretz Yisrael is. Oh, these pashas, they're so mechayev. You know, it's an interesting thing. You have this loshen, and I think the Bechukai side, the land will not vomit you out. Like it vomited out the goyim. Nobody enjoys vomiting. I read once somewhere that why is vomiting so unpleasant? That if people have an upset stomach and something goes wrong, and the body can't wait for the natural elimination of the food, so it vomits it out. Why is that such an unpleasant experience? So the truth is because you're going in the wrong direction in a one-way street. The body is designed that food should be ingested in the mouth and then travel downwards through whatever the paths are, I don't know the biology, and go where it's supposed to go, to the stomach, and do whatever it has to do down there. But this is an emergency situation. You have to get rid of this fast, and the normal routes are not available, routes or whatever you pronounce it, are not available. So you have to go the wrong way in a one-way street. So that's going against the nature of the body. And because it goes against the nature of the body, so then it's an unpleasant experience. And everybody knows, nobody enjoys vomiting. Okay, so that's... So, but what's the Torah doing by using this lotion when Nebuch Yidden were driven out of Eretz Yisrael, or would be, v'loy sokiyo Eretz Yisrael, kasher ko'or? The Torah says the land doesn't enjoy vomiting us out. Verkehrt, the natural state of Eretz Yisrael is anpuchem titenu, upirium tisu, l'ami Yisrael. That's what Eretz Yisrael wants to do. And it loves, loves, loves producing this produce, this beautiful, beautiful produce of Eretz Yisrael. It loves doing that. And if never, you've become a foreign body in Eretz Yisrael, and it just can't, it's going to kill the whole system. So then it has to do an emergency operation. It has to push out against the current in the one-way street. And it's a hurtful, a terribly, terrible, distressing situation. That is what these pashas are telling us about Eretz Yisrael. But we have to be zeichel, we have to be able, we have to train ourselves to live in an extraterritorial place. It's just not the same as other lands. And what goes in other lands ought not to go in Eretz Yisrael. I guess we have to do what we can do as Yechidim, as Tzibur, as whatever it is, but let's learn these Pashas correctly and absorb what this wonderful gift is that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us when he gave us Eretz Yisrael, and to try to live up to its demands.